Right, well, something different coming your way now on our lunchtime programme, and that is we're going to have a regular series. Once a month, I'm going to get Penny Miles of the National Garden Scheme on to talk about gardening schemes and projects that are ongoing and how you can get involved across Cambridgeshire. Penny joins me on the line now. Penny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Now, I'm going to cut through the chase here, and we're just going to get all the formalities out of the way with the fact that, in fact, you and I were at school together, and we've known each other donkey's years. So let's just get past that, and let's talk about the National Garden Scheme in particular today, the Community Gardens Awards that you've got coming up. So first off, tell us about the National Garden Scheme. What is it about, and what's your involvement?
Well, the National Garden Scheme gives visitors unique access to more than 3,500 exceptional private gardens across England and Wales, and through that we raise impressive amounts of money for nursing and health charities through admissions and our famous teas and cake that we serve at the openings. Now, in Cambridgeshire there's just over 100 gardens that take part in the scheme each year, and since the scheme was launched in 1927, so it's nearly 100 years ago now, we have donated more than £60 million to nursing and health. And we are the major charitable donor to some of the very well-known nursing charities, like Macmillan Cancer Support, Marie Curie Nurses, the Queen's Nursing Institute, which founded us all those years ago, and other organisations like Hospice UK. But in addition to that, we are also passionate about the health benefits of gardens and visiting gardens. Mm. And this month, I wanted to tell you about the Community Gardens Award, which is an award scheme that we run where we make small grants or small awards up to, say, about £3,000 to help anybody that is trying to create or develop a garden for the benefit of their local community.
Right. So, but I mean, when you say £3,000, I mean, you can do a lot with £3,000, can't you? You talk about small grants. That's quite a lot of money for a lot of community groups. What typically would that go towards? What sort of schemes have you had approach you in the past?
A very wide range of schemes, Neil. So what they all have in common is that it'll be a scheme that's been created, or a garden that's been created for the benefit of the local community to help psychologically, with calming and healing, physically or socially. So it could be, for example, allotments. Or it could be a service being run by a charity, for instance, a big women's refuge in Yorkshire got quite a substantial award last year, something for the elderly maybe. It could be converting a disused piece of land that isn't doing anything that could be used for people to meet. GP surgeries apply if they're wanting to maybe develop something to help offer further services. It could be an established community garden that's got a particular project that it wants to develop. A very wide range of things, really.
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, over the typical year, then, what sort of amounts, you say £3,000 a time, how many of these will you give out? And this is all across the country, is it? How do you decide what gets a grant?
Well, applications are made on the National Garden Scheme website, and I'll give an address for that in a moment. They all go to the same team at the scheme who have a look at them, and it's not particularly divided up geographically. It's all on the merit of the scheme and what we can afford. The £3,000 is really, I said that as an upper limit.
Right.
But, I mean, it could be a small application for, say, a few hundred for some tools. We do all sorts of grants for amounts up, but I'd say up to about £3,000, depending on what it is that's wanted.
And have we had any success in Cambridgeshire with these? I mean, are there projects going around locally that have benefited from this?
Well, this is one of the things I found a bit disappointing, Neil. We've been running this scheme since 2011, and over that time, there's been very little for Cambridgeshire. There was one project that we funded, which was development of some wasteland for the Salvation Army in Peterborough, and that was about 2015. But other than that, there's been nothing at all, which actually I find a bit surprising because we are a rural county. There's a lot of us doing a lot of gardening. There's a great appreciation of the outdoors here in Cambridgeshire. And of course, we're very innovative.
Mm.
So you'd expect us to be coming up with ideas for gardens in the community.
Indeed. I mean, and we do hear about these things, don't we? We do in the local press. We do get press releases here at Cambridge 105 about things that are going on. Is it people just aren't aware the money is there?
Well, I'm wondering that, Neil, and that's one of the reasons I'm talking to you today. You did ask me earlier what I do within the National Garden Scheme, and I'm a member of a team of about 10 of us who run the Cambridgeshire team. So the whole organisation is focused on counties. And for my sins, I do publicity for Cambridgeshire. So it's my mission to make sure that nobody doesn't apply for this because they didn't know about it.
Sure. I mean, if people are hearing about this for the first time and perhaps have something that isn't a scheme yet, but what could they go ahead and sort of think, well, let's look at this and then let's see if we can get some. So what I'm trying to get at, does the scheme have to exist or could it be an idea that would your grant would give a boost to and get things started?
Oh, very much so. Yes, it can be something that doesn't exist at all at the moment. As long as the application makes sense and has a plan in it for what the money is for, what the plan is for spending that money, then there's every chance that it could be considered for an award.
Excellent. And if somebody applies and gets a grant 1 year, does that kind of knock them out of the court for future years, or can they come back and sort of, if it's say as you say with well-being and things like that, so maybe it's some allotments and it seemed to be doing a huge amount of good but perhaps isn't generating and is quite hard to sustain, is it something that on an annual basis they could almost get some sort of grant funding for from you?
I don't know as we would necessarily be able to commit to continuous funding over many years, but certainly looking at past awards, I've often seen the same names crop up in different years. So certainly the fact that you've had an award in 1 year doesn't preclude you from making a fresh application for something else in a subsequent year. I think probably it's better to see this award as something to help with special projects rather than ongoing maintenance or running of a community garden.
That sounds fair. Right, now, as we said, this sort of, it's like a round of applications is open. So applications are open now. Is there a closing date for this, and where do people go from here?
Well, there is a closing date, and it's the end of February 2022, but there's no time like the present to make an application. Well, you know, you've got Christmas in the way, and you know, time tends to run away, doesn't it? But it's well worth getting your application in. But if you start now, you've got plenty of time to plan it. And when you go to our national website, that's ngs.org.uk, go to About Us, and then you'll see the link clearly, Community Gardens Award. Go to that, click the link to apply, and there's lots of guidance on there about the application, how to apply, what we're expecting to see, the sorts of things to include, and so on.
Okay, and as you say, so applications close in February, then when are decisions made, and when will people hear if they've been lucky?
Do you know, I don't know, Neil, but I would say a couple of months. Previously, the deadline was Christmas, but what we found was that it was a panic for everybody with Christmas as well to get their applications in, and for us at our end. So that's why we've extended it to February. But when it was Christmas, the awards were announced in early March. So if you moved it on a couple of months, I would have said about April, May time.
Excellent.
You would expect to see awards being announced.
And that's the sort of thing as well, isn't it? Just ahead of summer, that's when I would imagine a lot of the gardening work is done. You can tell I don't do a lot of gardening myself, but I'm imagining that's when a lot of the work is done.
Yes, that would be perfect. perfect timing, actually. Most people, I think, if they were doing something like this, would be wanting to get on with it that sort of time, spring, so that it's done and hopefully can still be used in year one, in 2022.
I know you, Phil. OK, now, as I say, this is going to be a regular feature. So throughout the next few months, you're going to be keeping us posted with NGS activities around Cambridgeshire. Typically, what does an annual NGS calendar look like?
I suppose the year starts with the Snowdrop Festival. And we've got some excellent snowdrop gardens in Cambridgeshire. And next month, which is December, we'll be announcing our new calendar for 2022. So I'll be able to tell you which ones they are. But yes, it starts with snowdrops, very popular that time of year, because we've all been inside and it's nothing like getting out and seeing something beautiful. And then on into the spring, you've got bulbs. We've got quite a few gardens with lovely bulb displays. Then on into May and June are the two busiest months of the year, and we have a very wide range of colleges in Cambridge, parkland gardens, all sorts of different types of beautiful gardens through that period. Then on into the summer, got some of the late summer ones, and beautiful autumn foliage in the autumn.
Lovely. All right. Well, that will keep us going throughout the summer months. You're going to be on once a month, roughly. So it's great. There we are. So applications are open for the Community Gardens Awards. ngs.org.uk is the website to go to. Let's hope we get a Cambridgeshire grant application that's successful this year, Penny.
Yes, I'm really hoping so. Yes.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Neil.